This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations along the GCN Live Radio Network, USA Radio stations, as well as on Salem Media stations in some of the biggest markets in the country and some leading independent stations here, there, and everywhere. And we appreciate everybody that's tuning in, and we thank you so very much for taking time out of your busy night to listen to what we have to say. We're just trying to keep you awake. Now, don't forget, you can hear us on the Internet, the satellite, a lot of people listening over there, including Maria and her group over there in Germany. Hello, Maria. We also give a special shout-out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail center haulers, yep, the bunch of hauling the mail out there, and our suicide jockeys hauling gas, diesel, and, of course, jet fuel wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Donald Trump's Truth Social website. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can find us at thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, find out all the great things we've got going on, including our contributor right here, Kyle Warren, who's got a section over there where you can not only hear his great podcast that he puts out, but you can also read the articles and things that he has that he goes by. So, Mr. Kyle, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yippee-i-yo, Kyle Patty. There you go. How about that? How about, let's say, in the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values.
That's right.
Now, speaking of being right, it's fair to assume that everybody's talking about the sweetheart deal that Hunter Biden got, right?
Yes, what a sweetheart deal.
So what's next?
What's next? Well, I think that they think that everything's going to go on just fine for Joe Biden. It's not going to be a huge campaign issue, they think. But this is going to not go away very easily, especially, Captain. See, here's the thing. Now, Biden's lawyer, Hunter Biden's lawyer, is saying he thinks that after 5 years that this is all done. He said that's his understanding, right, that it's all done. But wait a minute. If it's a closed investigation, can Kevin McCarthy now get all the documents and material that he wants to get from the Department of Justice And that's not going to happen anytime soon, so stay tuned because part two of the fight for all the stuff about Hunter Biden is just beginning.
Well, what's happening next is President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, has agreed to plead guilty to two counts of misdemeanor tax offenses related to his foreign business transactions after the Department of Justice had filed charges against him. Now, the plea deal will allow him to avoid felony prosecution and jail time for also allegedly buying a firearm as a drug addict. Now, a charge that could have amounted to 5 years in federal prison. He isn't being charged for lying on his background check, which holds penalties of up to 10 years in prison, yet, but he could be. And is that all? Well, not necessarily. Here's why. First, the plea deal must receive approval from a judge. The DOJ also said that its criminal investigation of Hunter, which has lasted almost 5 years, is still going on. Now, the prosecutor leading the investigation, his name is David Weiss. He was appointed by former President Donald Trump.
Well, that's right. Again, so why is Hunter Biden's lawyer, out there saying it's his understanding that everything is all done now? Good question.
Because he's trying to change the complexion and get people's minds off it. Now, when it comes to the legal matters surrounding Donald Trump and the Bidens, we're living in unprecedented and confusing times. The current president's administration is prosecuting his political rival, a former president who appointed the judge presiding over the classified documents case. In the meantime, President Biden's own administration is also investigating him, and a prosecutor appointed by former President Trump, but serving in the current administration, is investigating the president's son. It's still an open investigation.
Well, that's what it appears to be. You're right. And so, again, we're not done with Hunter Biden. And I think even so, all the pictures and all the stuff about Hunter Biden, what he was doing, that's all going to be campaign fodder as well. And Joe Biden had just put it on a loop. I don't know what my son's doing. I don't know anything about what my son's doing. All the stuff. And it's going to be pretty damaging, I think, overall. Because, you know, Captain, before all the Hunter Biden stuff was kept out of the election, it was pretty much suppressed. And voters have said that would have made a difference.
Well, we're going to explain when the Democrats yesterday said, this President Trump was impeached twice and he's running for office again. It can't happen. We're going to explain the nature of that. I'll be right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission. Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Jeff, in Sarasota. This portion of the program, again, brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com, the website. Now, Mike Lindell is a true blue, red, white, and blue American. And he believes in passing the wealth along and helping people out every chance he gets. He's having one hell of a sale, summer sale, over at MyPillow.com. You can save up to 80% on selected items by using the promo code CAPTAIN. The promo code CAPTAIN. The phone number, if you want to talk to a live person, is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Take advantage of all the different things he's got up for sale. You'll be able to buy what you want, save a bunch of money, support a very patriotic American in the process, and feel good about America and feel good about your purchase because you saved a whole bunch of money. That always made me feel good. So the promo code is CAPTAIN. The phone number to call, 800-641-5459 if you choose. 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'm going to have some fun now. You ready?
Okay, sure.
I've been talking to attorneys to try to get the legal and strict definition of impeachment because I kept hearing the Democrats yesterday saying, well, this president's been impeached twice. He's been impeached twice. Kyle, has this president been impeached twice, the true definition of impeachment?
Well, the House voted to pass articles of impeachment twice for Donald Trump. Yes,
yep.
They did the same against Bill Clinton and also against Andrew Johnson.
But who makes the final decision?
Well, the articles of impeachment are delivered to the Senate.
Yep.
The Senate holds a trial and votes either to acquit or to convict.
And that has the final say over the impeachment, articles of impeachment that are presented. So the Democrats are having a great time with a play on words, saying, well, this president was impeached twice. I must have heard it 30 times yesterday on television talking about trying to one-up the deal on Adam Schiff. But in talking to the attorneys, they told me very specifically, okay, you impeached the president. But until it goes through the Senate, which even Bill Clinton's did not, when it goes through the Senate, now you've impeached the president. And they haven't been able to do that. So all it means is, gee, looky here, look what we did. And that's about all it means, unfortunately. It's not a badge of honor to say that you've been impeached twice. But now they're trying a third time. They're actually trying to do this a third time. I think they're going to fall flat on their nose.
Well, an impeachment is much like an indictment. An indictment doesn't send you to jail. A trial in a court of law can send you to jail. So it's basically the same way it's set up for the House to deliver the indictment and then the Senate to hold the trial. And each time, and you're right, no president has ever been removed through impeachment. Richard Nixon almost was, but he resigned before all that could get started.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think I remember him standing there going, you're not going to have Nixon to kick around anymore, or something like that was what he said.
That's exactly what he said. Yeah, that's right. And I think it was because there was a critical mass there that he would not have survived in the Senate.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's the discussion I had with a couple of attorney friends of mine. And Kyle and I wanted to have that with you because the people that are out there running around going, well, this president was impeached twice, making it sound like as if he was actually impeached and removed from office. That's what they're trying to make it sound like. No, he was not. And that's what I'm trying to say, is that technically, by the strict definition of what should have happened, only half of it happened.
Well, that's right. Yeah, the process concluded, but it concluded with an acquittal and not a conviction. Yeah.
But nobody's saying that.
Well, because they want to, in other words, they want to connotate something perhaps different than what the actual reality is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, we crossed another bridge. Now, Gordon Chang was a very sharp guy, Chinese expert, said that the Cuban Missile Crisis is being rehashed right now down in Cuba with China. I don't disagree for a second.
Well, certainly, you know, a lot of people have been talking about this in context of what the Cuban Missile Crisis was all about. Back in those days, you had, the specter of having atomic weapons, mm-hmm. essentially 90 miles off the coast of Florida, right? Of 90 mm-hmm. miles from our border,
mm-hmm.
and that was incredibly concerning. And of course, it resulted in the blockade, and we all know the rest is history. But here we go again. You could have installations with troops. You could have missiles again in Cuba. That would be incredibly close. Not just sub launch and this kind of thing. And here we go again with the same kind of intimidation. The question is, Captain, can this administration respond the way that the Kennedy administration did and see it through to a conclusion where we don't see an escalation?
This administration is not capable of that because they don't want to scare anybody because they got the goods on Biden. But Donald Trump would be if he was in there. I remember watching the shots fired across the bow of the lead Soviet ship with the missiles. I remember watching that. And that ship turned and went back in the direction it came from.
That's right.
And the other ships followed it.
Well, that's right. And of course, the whole idea of the blockade, you know, was finally set upon as sort of the way that they were going to go. It turned out to be the right way. But also, of course, the United States had a great superiority at that time in the early 1960s, right, of over the Soviet Union in terms of our nuclear capacity. One might say that today that's not going to be exactly the same thing with China. China has a very formidable military, navy, this kind of thing. And so the ledger domain that's going to have to be used here is going to have to be epic in order to make sure that that we have a good outcome to this, because they're doing this, Captain, in order to show us that they can pretty much do whatever they want.
The Biden administration is a wuss. Look that word up. A wuss administration. They're going to do nothing. Nothing. Because Joe Biden and his family have been bought and paid for by the Chinese government. There is no doubt in my mind. How about you?
This is a big deal, and this administration doesn't seem to want to really sort of stand up. Case in point, Anthony Blinken saying that we don't support Taiwanese independence. How many people in Taiwan that day, Captain, their hearts just sank because they look to
probably
America.
All of them. Probably all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And make no mistake, it may not happen next Tuesday, but it's going to happen at some point where they will, quote, reunify Taiwan with the mainland, because this is lock, stock, and barrel what the communist government of China wants. They can't handle it that Taiwan wants to do what it's doing right now.
Yep, I agree with you. Well, we'll see, because, again, why hasn't China and the U.S. agreed to restore military contacts? Well, this is part of it, I think.
Well, that's right. To say that the tensions are rising, I think, would be an understatement.
Right.
And, and again, you know, China wants to have influence, and they want resources, and they want to sort of, you know, spread their influence across planet Earth. And they're willing to do it in all these different places. And they see that the United States, in their mind, I think the United States, to them, is declining such that it's morally declining. It's declining in terms of its strength and all this kind of stuff. And they see this century. I don't think I'm too far off the mark. They see this century as being the Chinese century.
Well, yeah, it's the mark of the dragon. There's something of the dragon has something to do with this.
Well, right. Well, you think of the American century or the 20th century as the American century, and I think that the Chinese government believes that now is their time. They are going to be dominant. And of course, you know, they have a much different system, as we all know, and it's something that, unfortunately, I don't think needs to be the sole domination of the planet Earth.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back. 5-minute-hour break. Special message your stations want to get out, I'm sure. And maybe they'll do the weather, maybe they'll do the news, but we'll be right back in about 3 minutes on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a Thursday morning.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. Fed Chair Jerome Powell expects more rate hikes as the central bank tackles inflation.
We've raised our policy interest rate by 5 percentage points since early last year and have continued to reduce our securities holdings at a brisk pace.
Speaking before a House Financial Services Committee hearing, Powell said most participants in the Federal Open Market Committee anticipate raising interest rates further by year end. The search for the missing Titanic exploration sub is intensifying. 10 U.S. Coast Guard search vessels will arrive at the scene by Thursday morning. Despite hearing underwater noises, the searches have yielded no results. Hunter Biden will plead guilty next month to 2 tax misdemeanors and illegal possession of a gun. If certain conditions are met, the gun charge may be dismissed. The pleas are scheduled for July 26th in a Delaware courthouse, pending approval by a U.S. district judge. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You betcha. And, you know, you heard me talking about Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care for a while. They're the ones that helped me with the problem I had and really helped to save my life because I was going to have a fatal problem because of what was going on with me, unfortunately. But they were able to diagnose the problem. I was able to get the treatment I needed just barely in time, I might add, because I waited too long. But it was taken care of. Now, I got a call yesterday from a woman from Indiana. I'm not going to mention her name because I'm not going to do that to her, but she's down here with her family. and her husband was having issues. He's in a wheelchair for the problems he has with his legs and ankles and feet, and he's having trouble walking. It sounded to me like, from what she described, that he had the same sort of problems that I did with the fluid that had built up that was backing up into his body and going up into his chest and this, that, and the other. Well, lo and behold, it was the same type of edema. It was. And she thanked me, and she said, I don't know how to thank you so much for telling us. And we were here. We spent 2 weeks down here. He got evaluated. He got treated, and he's going to be treated at home by someone that they recommended up there. So there you go. So that's what this is all about. It's called teamwork here on this show. We work together. So I'm happy that you were able to take advantage of that. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. And if you're down here and you just want to get a diagnosis and have somebody take a look at you, check them out, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. And you can give them a call if that's what you want to do. Their number, of course, is 727-896-4615. Very simple. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle, how about that one for the heck of it?
Yes, very, very good.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it's amazing how people can help people out, and that's what exactly what happened. All right, now back to the story. I found it amazing when I saw Adam Schiff asking John Durham questions. And Adam Schiff was in a bad mood to begin with because he knew what was going to happen to him later. But he asked Durham something, and Durham, and he snapped at him, and Durham snapped right back and just absolutely buried him with his own words.
Well, at one point, if I recall correctly, Adam Schiff was asking about one of Donald Trump's sons meeting with a Russian representative or something at Trump Tower and trying to spin that into something nefarious. But the way that Durham replied, I thought was really something. And again, because Durham has studied this, I mean, he is so well versed in this whole thing that Adam Schiff's not going to come in, you know, sort of lackadaisically trip you up easily. I guess it's not going to happen. But Durham replies, he says, well, if you're asking if I would do it, I hope I wouldn't. He says, but it's not illegal. It was stupid, foolish, ill-advised. But again, it wasn't against the law. So so Adam Schiff was effectively sort of shut down on that, I think.
Yeah, he was. And he couldn't continue his line of questioning because his question no longer mattered. Now, that being said, in case you don't know what happened to Adam Schiff yesterday, by a vote of 213 to 209, party line vote, he was censured, which means he no longer has an active voice in the Congress to be able to get up there, stand up and discuss issues, propose legislation. It's like he's there, but he's not there, right?
Well, yeah, and he's definitely, you know, you'll see him probably maybe more than ever now because he'll make the rounds on some of these different shows.
Doesn't matter.
You know,
what he says doesn't count anymore.
Well, no, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's right. But he'll try to parlay that into see what they did to me, see how political it was. See, I really knew all about Russia, 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 and they just can't handle it. It'll be that kind of thing. That's his character. That's what he does.
I'm glad you just said that because the Durham testimony that he gave detailed the troubling violations of law and policy by Adam Schiff and others and the FBI in his Trump-Russia collusion investigation, which none of what they were being told about that dossier was true. None.
Well, that's right. This is going to be, you know, I'm hoping the campaign doesn't have to necessarily center around all of that, but it certainly is going to be there because now we have these reports. We have all this investigation. It's very difficult to refute what Durham found out about. It's because it's not in and of itself political, but it does detail the political actions that were taken in order to try to affect the election. You know, and again, this is exactly what the Democrats are trying trying to say Trump was doing. He's affecting the election and all this kind of stuff. But in reality, it was the Democrats who were trying to affect the election, and the voters don't take kindly to that.
Now, Joe Biden is calling China's leader a dictator. He did so at least once, maybe twice, at a recent gathering. And it's opened a new rift just after Blinken's tensions-easing trip. I don't think Mr. President Xi is taking that very, very smoothly.
No, in fact, in Beijing, the foreign ministry said that Biden's comments were, quote, extremely absurd and irresponsible, unquote. We want to get that just right. We want to get the quote exactly right, what they said. Extremely.
Well, I like the voice inflection.
Yeah, right. Well, but you see, you know, it seems like that hit a little too close to home, maybe. I don't know. It seems to me, Captain, that President Xi is, in fact, in charge of the whole thing, and it seems to kind of start fitting the requirements here. And certainly we wouldn't say that the Chinese government is an open society, that it's not an open, area where people can have their voice heard and maybe disagree and stuff like that. It's nothing like America. We know that.
Well, folks, by now, if you haven't heard, OceanGate, the underwater submersible, is probably lost for good on all the lives aboard it, the five. And yesterday, the OceanGate CEO explained why he did not want to hire a 50-year-old white guy to pilot his sub. What exactly was his reason? I would want someone with experience to be in there.
Well, this is CEO Stockton Rush. Now, he is aboard the Titan at this point. And so he's more, unfortunately, as these hours now count down, we're down to literally hours at this point. But he preferred, he said, not to hire what he called, quote, 50-year-old white guys, unquote, that had military experience to pilot the vessels that his company, OceanGate, was developing. He said, this according to a Fox News report, Rush said he values captains who were, quote, inspirational over experience, noting that anybody can drive the sub, which, by the way, Captain, is controlled with a $30 video game controller.
What is Project Iliad?
Project Iliad evidently is this issue that's come up with Amazon, where they would are being allegedly intentionally luring people in or signing them up for Amazon Prime and then making it very hard to cancel the Prime membership.
Well, they give you a free membership in that, and then they say you can cancel at any time or whatever. But you really can't, and you're locked in, and there you are, because it happened to me. And I said, I don't want this, and I haven't used it, so I may be a member, but I'm not using it.
Well, the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, sued Amazon yesterday on Wednesday, saying that the company makes it very difficult for consumers to cancel Prime subscriptions. It's almost like a Saturday Night Live sketch, right, where all I want to do is cancel my cable, but they make it so impossibly difficult through all these hoops that you eventually give up.
All righty. I hear the music coming up here, so hang in there, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we come back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report on a Thursday morning. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
When I go to work,
one of the best outdoorsmen I've ever met, and I had the pleasure to meet him at a gun show, a national gun show in Louisville, Kentucky, Ted Nugent. What do you think there, Kyle?
Yeah, we love Ted Nugent, and that goes back to 1977. And, you know, I also, you know, a lot of people probably don't remember. I think he had a guest spot on Miami Vice.
Yeah, he did.
One point, and then also they featured one of his songs, "Little Miss Dangerous," on one of the episodes as well of Miami Vice. So, yeah, a little connection there.
Yep, absolutely. And good morning to George up there in Minnesota. How about
that's
that?
Right. Yeah, hello, George. Absolutely.
Yeah, and you're right, George. We're plans A, B, and C all the way here, baby. Okay, so. I want you to tell me, and by the way, all of a sudden out west, it looks like there's not much going on. So tell me what is going on.
Well, Captain, we're taking a look out west this morning again, of course, and we are seeing some of those that heat advisory, for example, in southern New Mexico. This is going to cover Carlsbad up through Roswell. So, again, advisory to alien spacecraft. The heat probably doesn't bother them that much. We're probably pretty sure. But over towards...
This is your commander speaking. We are about to enter a very high heat area, but you won't feel it because we are so very well insulated. That is all out.
That's right. Yeah, well, all the reentry that they do is like normal, I guess. But over towards Las Cruces as well, we got some heat and also fire watch. We actually have a fire watch almost over the entire state of New Mexico. But up just north of New Mexico, up in Colorado, we continue with severe thunderstorm watches. This is going to stretch from Denver on down towards, let's see here, at least towards Colorado City, and then all the way over to the borders with Nebraska and Kansas. In fact, taking a look at the radar map, we're still seeing lots and lots of rain on Denver I-25 down towards Colorado Springs, and then again heading eastward over. So if you're going out I-70 or I-76, you're going to have your wipers running the entire time that you're on there, more than likely. And that's the rain we're seeing out west right now, Captain.
I just thought of something funny. If somebody was tuning in and they heard that, I'm going to have to say, well, the heart medicine made me do it.
That's good. Well, it's good to have an excuse. That's right.
All right. Let's start with El Paso down in Texas, I-10, and out to the split with I-20. You've got a big-time heat advisory all the way across Texas, southern part of Texas, and it's going to take you up to I-10 and 20. And then staying along I-10, you're going to have the heat advisory right straight across over to it's going to skirt San Antonio. It's going to hit Austin. It's going to go over into Houston. It's going to go all the way down to Brownsville, up to Eagle Pass. And by the way, today around Eagle Pass, 100-plus degree temperatures. Elsewhere, it'll be in the high 90s. Now, I'm going to go straight up. And since we mentioned Minnesota, George, what are you breathing up there, man? It's the schmutzy air again. We got the rotten air up there, most of Minnesota. The same thing for Wisconsin. Terrible air conditions there, stagnant air. Chicago, same thing. I-90, I-94 across the upper part there. Gary all the way across over to the Indiana-Ohio line right there by Toledo. And then the west side of Lake Michigan, east side of course, blowing from the west to the east. I guess the wind's blowing that way. That's what's going on. Now, we do have quite an area of rain, middle Atlantic states all the way down to the Gulf. And there's a big warning area down there in Florida around Tallahassee and Big Bend. Right now, they have a major warning area there for what appears to be severe thunderstorms, a lot of lightning. And also along with it, we have flood watches and warnings all through that area. And the rain goes all the way across over towards Jacksonville. It's on I-75. It goes across the Upper Peninsula, I-10, all the way over to Pensacola. And then it runs up the southeastern corner of Alabama, the southwestern part of Georgia, up through the center part of the state, up through Atlanta. We've got very heavy rain up into South Carolina. You've got flood watches and warnings in the mountains of South Carolina. North Carolina, same thing, halfway across the state, lots of rain, flood watches and warnings up in the mountains up there around Asheville. Jersey and Delaware and Maryland, you got rain tonight and flooding. You got flood advisories over there. And it looks like as if there might be a little bit of weather also up there around Long Island and up towards Cape Cod with some windy conditions. So that's what we're looking at. Okay, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the program, and you can check them out at pilotflyingj.com. Check out all the great amenities they have for our trucker friends and also for our RVing friends, and check out the My Rewards Plus app. You don't want to delay. Go over to pilotflyingj.com.
All right, we're going to bring Denise Simon into the mix here. Good morning.
Good morning.
I couldn't think of anything to talk about today. Could you?
Yeah, you
pick us, pick a subject, whatever you think's the most.
Being up on the hill yesterday in Washington was, you had your pick of a lot of things between Briley Gaines and John Durham.
Yeah, well, that's true. And of course, Adam Schiff, the gift that keeps on giving.
Well, he did get himself censured finally. The reason that it failed last week is because it also included a $16 million fine.
Mm-hmm.
That was removed, and so he did get censured. But he's very proud of that. He's wearing it, as he says now, as a badge of honor.
Well, that's
and
not,
he will use that in his campaign to run for U.S. Senate to replace Dianne Feinstein.
Yep, and it's really stupid because he's now basically representing nobody because he can't run, he can't vote, can't bring up bills, none of that.
Well, but he's going to use it to his advantage. So
sure. Well, we'll see how dumb the people are in California. Kyle, how dumb are they?
Well, unfortunately, there are a lot of people in California who are just as upset about how things go, and they do vote, but it's become a monoparty state. That's the problem.
So get a shovel, start digging holes, and put some people in them.
Well, of course, it's real difficult in California because of some of the different influences. But yeah, you got a lot of people who wish that they show up and vote, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I've been told. Well, here comes the music starting to come up, so you guys hold on. And, folks, we'll be right back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch as we come back right after the top of the hour news, or top of the hour news that your stations will be running, and the weather and whatever else they're doing. And we will be back on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We certainly hope you're having some great weather where you're at. Obviously, warm, warm, warm in some parts of the country again, so we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.